You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Science has a language. And what is the language of science? It's math. Therefore, what is math? Well, math is numbers. And as you are about to find out, astrology and numerology are all about numbers too. Stanley, known as a mathematical genius, has developed the ESP code based on your personal numbers to not only direct you in your life to your purpose and mission, it allows you to use the law of attraction through math. Join us for a lively discussion every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where you can ask your question based on the scientific formula of math. Visit loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee for his live show information. And now, live from Australia, here is Mr. Stan Lee, the mathematical alchemist.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network show. And today's show is with myself, Stan Lee, the ESP code numerology. ESP standing for essence, soul, and purpose. And once we understand the essence, soul, and purpose, then we can begin what I call your numbers, your journey. Just as I get into a rhythm for every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is the next day for me being in Australia. At the moment, it is 11 o'clock in the morning, Australian Eastern Daylight Time. That will soon change when our time zone changes in a couple of weeks, and that will be 10 in the morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time. Nonetheless, because we've changed the Zoom links here, just getting used to getting into a rhythm so people can find my Zoom link. So what we'll talk about in today's episode is just a summation from my prior two calls that I had with Jules Johnson on the 18th of January and again on the 19th of March. And we had some great insights into the call. I love to use acronyms. So, for example, I have the triple L, which is learn, live, and love your essence, soul, and purpose. It fundamentally comes down to three core questions. Why are you here? What are you doing now? And how will you get there? And as humans, we all have unique gifts. And when we're children, particularly around 3, 4, or 5, we know what these gifts are. And we're bringing those strengths and weaknesses, if you will, from our past life. When we're in the zone of creativity, we have snippets of that. As we go through childhood, school, parenting, the environment, TV, social media, movies around you, we get indoctrinated with friends and family, and we start to lose our purpose. The key is when we can calibrate, when we can fine-tune our four-numbered sequence code, which is the ESP code, just merely knowing the date of birth, we can form our own biorhythms. This is why I say your numbers, your journey. So we've heard of things like we must live in the now, and there's books that tell us don't live in the past, live in the now. And a lot of spiritual people have written books like this. If we take it, say, a little bit higher, if you will, and we understand our code. So just like my code, as you know, and I've mentioned with Jules, is 2463. Jules is a 3936. So that's how I begin to formulate in my mind the person's archetype. Our archetypes are derivative of the real satellites, if you will, that are beaming down energies, frequencies upon us from the celestial planets. Now, the celestial planets are moving. The zodiac is fixed. The planets are moving. The vertical is fixed on the dome, if you will. Earth is fixed and everything else around us is moving. This is where true singularity happens. This is why you see in astrology charts, both the sun and moon is revolving. And the person who in the natal chart is fixed. So when we understand the energies of these celestial planets, and the sun and moon are a lot closer than we've been led to believe, they're emitting a frequency on us, which is the transmitter, the sun, the moon is the receiver, and it's a vortex of energy, it's looping. This forms our identity number. So our day, sun, our moon, month, merge together, gives us our identity number. So you look at all the ancient civilizations, they've always have some wisdom in the caves or in carvings or in statues or in scrolls. They always refer to the sun and moon. You look at the predominant of all our flags in the countries, all of them, quite a few countries have either a sun or moon or both in their flags. Ancient civilizations thousands of years ago were governed, they were very in tune with the ancient mysteries. We as humans have lost that touch to benevolent, true light, esoteric wisdom. And the key is to get back into touch with that. To get back into touch with it is what all the philosophers say, is to look within, know thyself, understand the archetypes. So when we know our yin-yang number, our first number, our identity, just like in the yin-yang symbol, it's the sun and moon, masculine and feminine, it merges our identity number. That forms attributes of how we run our day and night activities. That also forms profiling how you relate to those around you, whether it be your friends, family, work colleagues, if you're a CEO of a business, how you conduct yourself with your employees, or if you're a director of a company with your board of directors or a chairman. It all comes down to energy, frequency, vibration. So when people are in tune with that and in tune with their strengths, they can maximize their strengths with the people that they're around. And if there's possible a combination where it may be a little bit frustrating or having to do things twice, people can complement weaknesses. When we understand energies through numbers, and like the paraphrase that I've mentioned, astrology is the science of God, mathematics is the language of God, and numerology is the code of God. When I'm helping, guiding, and advising people, I'm channeling the essence, soul, purpose code, the ESP code, to give people the certainty and clarity in their decision making, to give them aha moments, so they begin to mold their Picasso, their jigsaw puzzle, hence your numbers, your journey. So we've been indoctrinated also from the negative elements, if you will, of neuro-linguistic programming. There are both positives and negatives. So sometimes we may have gone, say, to seminars, and we may not be resonating with a certain speaker or a certain product initially. That may change because you're surrounded, or back then when there were seminars, with people in the room, their wavelengths from the brain are contagious. It's been proven that brain waves are contagious. So we may purchase something at a seminar, or we may buy something because we drive from our house to friends, family, or work, and we bombard with so many subliminal messages. Our decision-making process has been influenced. And just think of it, of a layer. But it's not our agenda. It's the agendas of what the marketing is, what the subliminal messages are, what the powers that be are trying to place upon humans. We are sovereign human beings. We have free will. When we all have the ability to, one, know thyself, and two, work on our archetypes and cross-reference, and that's what I do when I mathematically realign people. They're connected to me, so the synchronicities amplify it. The deja vus of coincidences, if you will. Now, Carl Jung termed that term synchronicity. I do humbly say that he'll be pleasantly surprised with the synchronicities that eventuate from the ESP code. Nikola Tesla said the answers to the cosmos are the numbers 369. I have posted prior a couple of years ago and very recently again on a YouTube video in relations to the ESP code showing how the synchronicities unfold. So we all have codes in our ESP code, a four-numbered code. So our identity number is the day and month. Our year, think of it as Mercury to Pluto in its simplistic. So we're not talking about conjunction of planets here. We're not talking about where the planets are lying in the 12 houses, whether it be Western astrology, whether it be Indian, Sabian, Hellenistic or Greek, Mesopotamian, whether it be whole sign house or Placidus, whether it be tropical, whether it be the and Placidus is obviously the degrees, may not be always 30 degrees, it's the whole sign houses. All those beautiful wisdoms from the variants of astrology all have their merits. They're all correct in their own road leading to the source, to the point, if you will. With the ESP code, my mission was to bring forth a merging of methods, if you will, to allow people as simply as possible to begin to understand their archetypes. That's why I call the ESP code the most accurate, unique, and simplest numerology in the cosmos. I'm saying, even though it's a four-number sequence code, it's not just one code. So people generally know numerology as one number. They'll go into the computer, they'll type in a date of birth, and it gives them some descriptions about them, which is great. I've done this initially when I went along the path of seeking along numerology and astrology. When we know our four-numbered sequence code, we understand how biorhythms work. We understand also in chunks of time according to our age, how we maneuver within those wavelengths. So everything in the cosmos comes down to the sine wave. Everything with wavelengths comes down to three main things. Think of three as always in trinity of things. In all scriptures, in all philosophies, in all things, or in triangulation, or in pyramids, we always think of three. In its two-dimensional. So wavelengths come in the form of photon, light, sound, and water. The human mind is predominantly 90% water, or the brain, the human brain, apologies, 90% water. The body is about 70%. The earth is about 70% water, 30% land. As above, so below, as within, so without, we are so connected in terms of the whole lineage of the plant, animal kingdom, the earth, the planets. This is why collective cosmic consciousness is very powerful. And that's where true singularity comes in. And collective cosmic consciousness is what allows us to tap into the synchronicity. It's the discerning of the synchronicities. To discern in life, sometimes it's trial and error. We validate. We get the feeling, we get the intuition. God, Source, the Creator, if you will, gave us the ability to both think, left brain, and feel, right brain. When we have the ability to open up the channels of the brains from the left and right by knowing our archetypes, we begin to become a little bit more structured, if we're not. We begin to become a little bit more poetic or emotional or artistic, if we're not. We work at our skills, at our crafts. Remember, we have been bombarded down in terms of what our true essence, soul, and purpose is. We lost childlike hunger. To get that back, we must look within, follow a spiritual path, and have the intent to want to help fellow humankind, and to get that reciprocation back. The intention is the key. So, my mission, as we do more live readings and people get to know my Zoom link, is like I did last week with Jules' Zoom link, we show how the synchronicities work with total strangers, and then I'll sync it in terms of, do you see how this person and this person has this sort of code, but it's a little bit of a different sequence. We begin to have, okay. The whole idea is, once we sort of know that, is how to apply this practically. as a Taurian, trying to ground the wisdom and apply this practically. So when I realign people and they're connected to me, they're connected to me for 33 days. I could have done 1 month. I did 33 because I'm a master 33 number. So I did that for two reasons. The spiritual guides, guardians, angels are pleasant about me doing that. And also for the remembrance of my number. So it's brand, but it's branding of good intent, if you will. Now, when you go to a chiropractor or an osteopath, they're realigning your bones and energy or meridians, if you will, by moving the body. Or when people go to do yoga, they're opening up their, stretching their muscles and opening up the meridians. If you go to an acupuncturist, they're putting some certain needles across certain little mini superhighways, if you will, in your body, meridians. Tai Chi, Qigong, when people are doing the movements, what they're doing is they're grabbing energy from the ether and bringing it in. The ESP code does the same. It's doing it in a way where it could be faster for people. It's easier. And they can cross-reference and see themselves, and they'll begin to see patterns and recognition, pattern recognition. Some of them will feel it more than, say, mathematically calculating. And I understand they may not have a 4 in their code, so they won't have that statistical, analytical avenue. It doesn't necessarily mean they don't get the aha moments, because they're going to get the feeling and the vibration. But we can all do simple math, if you will, down to 9 numbers, because the code comes down to 9 numbers, possible scenarios. So when we look in our ESP code, we go to the year of birth, that'll give us our type of identity. When we have our type of identity, so say, for example, someone's first number is a 1. It's telling us they're leaders, they're creative, they like their alone time, their solitude. If their type of identity, for example, is a, and if they add the year of birth and it narrows down to a single digit. So if you add the year, so for example, 1982, for example, that would be 10 and 20. So it would be a number 2. That's telling us they're a kind, hard, giving, independent type of person. So the type of identities are giving, they like to speak, they can negotiate low, solitude type of leader. So when we add the two numbers together, we get the character of the life path. And that forms, in the example of someone, say someone's a 1 and the year of birth is a 2. So the day and month, if it's a 1, would be, for example, let's say where we're in now, still March 20, say, 25th, because it's 25th of March, actually still in America time zone, and it's still and it's, I have Greek background, happy Greek Independence Day for the 200 years ago, another shout out there. So 25 plus 3 is 28, 2 plus 8 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So the person's identity number is a 1, born the 25th of March, 1982. Their year of birth is a 2, so they're forming I 1, 2, when you add it together, now we're adding all the planets in our realm, we get 3. So they're a childlike person. They look younger. They like to have fun. They're creators. They could be in marketing or learning or teaching or writing of books. So they're a fun type of giving, independent, leading type of person. When we look at our higher self, our subconscious, and the subconscious mind can be is at least 10,000 times more powerful than the conscious mind, we form our ESP number, essence, soul, and purpose. So if we add that together, 1 plus 2 plus 3, we get 6. So the fourth number is a 6. So the person's ESP code is 1, 2, 3, 6. 6 as a higher self number is like the empath, the nurturer, the healer. 6 is a lot of 6s who have their first number, very much could be politicians, which is power. Responsibility angle could be nursing. 6 is also in, very much into alternative technologies like biotechnologies and like healing stuff, very off the cusp things. So this, the 6 is what's driving our other three numbers from childhood. It's our higher self numbers, like, for example, the angelic number, if you will. And we begin to mold more into that number as we get older, our last number, because there's brackets of ages with each sequence of our four-numbered code. So in profiling, say with a number one, their sun and moon, their yin-yang, the 25th of March, they're a number one. And I'm a number two in my date of birth. We form a three together. So that's a combination of good for, say, marketing. It's going to be creative. It's going to be fun. Writing a book together. Teaching. So there's energy profiles. You say if it's in the work element, if it's in the personal life, it'll be a fun, childlike relationship. So imagine people when they're forming the energies and profiles, if you will, of themselves. The amount of maximum productivity that can be done on earth just from the personal relationships angle when people are resonating at frequencies that's for their soul. And this can be done within 30 seconds, and it can avoid, say, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of heartache of slowly having your energy siphoned. And it's just not working, but it's the family type environment. It's how we've been brought up or what have you, but it's blocking creativity. The whole idea is for us to open up the channels so we are maximizing our creativity. We are all unique. Even someone born on the 25th of March, 1982, and we have two people, of course they're going to be unique, just like the fingerprint on our hand. Everyone is unique. And astrologically, that plays a different role in terms of the time of birth and the location. Even if someone were twins, identical twins, they do have the most similarities because we've known stories of twins where someone may be talking of one of the twin and the other one will continue the conversation. They have a unique telepathy gift together, if you will, because at that moment in time of conception, it's like two people are in one. So they will always have a connection that no one else would understand because their codes as close as can be, if you will, because they were born the same time and same location. They'll have similar, they'll have different archetypes as growing older because what you'd find is I'll have a different circle of friends. Twins normally have a group. One group will have maybe a different group or a group, and that can have an influence on the person. So when we understand our code and when I help people, when they're realigned to me, the big aha moments are the synchronicities that are going to be amplified just by being observant of their surroundings. That's why when we are fixed and we observe everything else around us is moving, this is where true singularity comes. So we are getting messages every minute or every second, if you will, if we just sit back, observe. Some people have the ability to observe very fast, some not. Some don't may not even quite understand exactly what singularity is or what synchronicity is, but that's fine. There's always different learning curves along the staircase, if you will, as we spiritually arise to our own ascension, because we have free will. This is the big key. So, you know, you see patterns when you're seeing within the code. So, like, as example, Tesla, as I said, is an 8212. Steve Jobs is also an 8212. And as I'd mentioned to Jules last night, Tesla collaborated also with Swami Vivekananda. And Steve Jobs also went to India to an ashram there. And he also had advised Mark Zuckerberg before Facebook had taken off to go as well. There is certain mysticism in certain places on earth. And each has their own beauty and element to it. The ESP code is a merging of four ancient wisdoms, if you will, to give us that extra validation and that extra accuracy that we need as we maneuver. So when people are aligned to me, they ask, they start having aha moments. They're asking questions. If they're really in tune with the cosmos, and they're going to say, wow, I'm getting this, this is happening. And then if their energy is really vibrating at a great frequency, they're going to have, it's going to be like a domino effect, bang, 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 bang. And they're going to go, wow. And they want to know more. And that's the whole idea when you're molding your Picasso. You want to know more. It's your own jigsaw puzzle, if you will. So just let me pull up. So on my website, if you look at on the header, I have numerology readings. I have mathematical realignment. If you go to mathematical realignment, I've got the codes of Nikola Tesla, the Serbian electrical engineer futurist, ESP code 8212. Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist who coined the term synchronicity 6399. And of course, Edgar Cayce, the American clairvoyant known as the Sleeping Prophet. His code is 3587. If we look at Edgar Cayce's last number, it's a spiritual number, 3587. And he had done a lot of readings for people. The three, his first number, is the connection to astrology, because a lot of astrologers in the first number three, it's connected to the planets. So he was a very quick thinker and did a lot of readings with his spirituality of his seven. The quick thinking was the five. The eight was the abundance mentality. Nine is also a spiritual number. So you look at Carl Jung, he's got two nines in his code, 6399. So he very much was an empath of the six and very much into spirituality. Both these gentlemen were really, what they were tapping into is parapsychology. Parapsychology is just like you have psychology. Parapsychology is the next level, if you will. Just like in physics, you have metaphysics. Nikola Tesla, with his two twos in his code, had an ability to tap into his true intuition, the Mother Mary energy, if you will. And that's why he was in tune with Mother Earth, giving him answers in the ether. Obviously, we know the story of Nikola Tesla in terms of how things branched out with Tesla and Edison and what happened to him. Nonetheless, the amount of technologies that he rolled out is miraculous. So he was chosen with his higher self guides, if you will, for a reason. We have our higher guides always with us. If you go to a spiritual person, there are some people that are really gifted, that's very good being saying tarot or understand of seeing guides, angels, if you will. There's some very great Reiki healers that understand how the energy feels. When we know the energy through numbers, we begin to form profiling, say, if you will. So let's say, for example, let's say Nikola Tesla and Carl Jung, when they met and they were working together, Carl Jung's six, Nikola Tesla's an eight, forms a 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. It's an intellectual combination. They would have loved to just, it would have been fast speeding. They probably would have rolled out even more technologies. If Nikola Tesla had collaborated with Edgar Cayce, Edgar Cayce being a three and Tesla being an eight, it would have formed a two. That's also a positive frequency on the sine wave. It would have been a very giving type of bond. They would have had a lot of aha moments with the Mother Earth. So you form combinations with people. If Edgar Cayce and Carl Jung had merged together with six and three, would have formed a nine. It would have been a spiritual bond. So that's like triangulation. So if we go now into the three people, say if Nikola Tesla, Carl Jung, and Edgar Cayce had collaborated, 8 plus 3 is 2 plus 6 is 8, it would have formed a very good business formation. And those three together may have, with their unique skills in that same time period, if you will, could have formed a strong business in the spiritual realm that held the test of time and not allowed anyone to penetrate their strengths and their gifts. So we're forming patterns, if you will, between these two individuals each, and then between the three of them. When we have a certain more amount of people, the energy can fragment because of the collective cosmic consciousness, if you will. But triangulation is a beautiful thing. And the triangulation is what liberates you. Triangulation can be also when you cross-validate people. Triangulation is the same thing when you want to triangulate a signal. They need to triangulate to get the signal. When you know your purpose, your essence, soul, purpose, your code, you can liberate yourself because you are in sync with your archetypes, your persona. I recently did a YouTube video explaining about Burn the Stage or BTS and their rise to fame. And they hit Billboard charts that hadn't been done before with Beatles. And then I looked at the Billboard chart, then I looked and they were, above it was an Elvis Presley Christmas song, and above it was an Elvis Presley Christmas song in the charts. So this was just 2020, last year. Then look at the synchronicity, and if you look at the leader of that RM and you look that he studied Carl Jung, and a lot of their songs had changed and molded to the persona of, they talk about the persona, the soul, if you will, but they're doing it from the teaching, say, of Carl Jung. That's why I say Carl Jung would be pleasantly surprised when he understands the, if he was in this living time period, unless he's looking above, how the East Pico synchronicity works. So if we go back on the music genre, we then draw back, and I've done, you can reflect back on YouTube videos with Elvis Presley that I've done. He's a 9999. His is a mirror reflection. So he's still like, there are youth that are growing up now that have never heard him, never met. They look and they'll listen to a song and they like it because it's resonating with their own four-numbered code. So what I mean by that, for example, this example that we did before, 25th of March, 1982, their ESP code is 1236. If we then take that 1236 person and they're speaking to, say, someone like Elvis Presley, who's a 9999, their two energies molded together will form 1236. So it reflects back to our own archetypes. So that's why Elvis has a fan base in all countries, from people during his era and after his era. There's still new fans coming on because they're resonating with their archetype. We have free will as well. So the person who has certain spiritual gifts has free will of the lineage, if you will, of following light or dark. We are in spiritual warfare. As I've mentioned, spiritual warfare is in the ether. When we know our archetypes, we can sort of self-correct and go, okay, we're just in its simplicity. This is a good thing. This is a bad. Yes, there's different perspective of what definition of good or bad is. Some of that borders delusional, but that's another topic. The whole idea is to understand our archetypes. So we can self-correct and go, no, I don't want to keep that pattern. I've got to break that. Let's habituate something positive. Let's habituate something nice. And Earth, and humans on Earth right now, with the overwhelm of the misinformation and the half-truths, are feeling a little bit lost. They've got anxiety. They have stress. They have depression. They've got to really know themselves within. And when they do, they anchor themselves just a little bit more. They're a little bit more rock solid, if you will. They're going to start to meet people. Creation's going to happen. They're going to start adding value. We, as all humans, want to add value to each other. Fundamentally, creation means you're growing. When we're born, we grow. We reach a certain height, obviously, and we stop. But we want to grow inside. We want to fulfill our soul, our essence, soul, and purpose. The best thing we can do is fulfill that at the highest spiritual level we can. And if we do that, we can ascend as high as we can in this lifetime. Hence, your numbers, your journey. So the acronym of LLL, learn, live, and love, your essence, soul, or purpose. Why are you here is learn your ESP code. What are you doing now is your numbers, your journey. How will you get there is elevate, collaborate. It's not collaborate and elevate. We must have our own individual drive and work ethic to elevate. And we're collaborating. And then that's when we can all help each other in creativity, maximize strengths and complement weaknesses when we know our profiling energies and how we maneuver with the biorhythms, the wavelengths, the frequencies, if you will, because everything comes to energy. So we know energy is not destroyed. It just changes form. It moves. So it's a magnetic force, if you will. It's in the ether. So when we begin to study the non-physical realm, Earth can increase it can be like the Jetsons on Earth. So for example, Here's a quote from Nikola Tesla. It's not one that most hear, but it says, "The day science begins to study non-physical phenomenon, it will make progress in one decade than in all previous centuries of its existence." Plato also talks about strange times are these in which we live, when old and young are taught falsehoods in school, and the person that dares to tell the truth is called at once a lunatic and fool. The great spiritual people, you may find them sporadically online. They may not have a massive presence, but they're the ones you want to tune in and listen to, because they're the ones who have really mastered their craft and done great research, validated, and apply things with science. Now, pseudoscience is not fake science. Pseudoscience is just another level higher. You see 1960s, 1970s, 1980s documentaries, great ones where the, you know, like CIA was hiring psychic people to remote view military bases, and the precision of them seeing something and saying what's there in this location was proven and was documented. These are all gifts that everyone has, and everyone's unique. When I read in a shop and I was reading for people, I was meeting, you know, everyday people that have great white collar jobs, and one lady, I remember she was coming up, she says, "So what's your gifts?" I'm going, I just do the numbers. She was saying to me how she sees spirits at night and hears, or past ones, or gives them guidance, and she wanted guidance to about finding the role at her work at that time. She was getting a better job role in her environment, and she was having combat from people in that, with not wanting her to do that. So I was just guiding her with the timing. So when we follow our path, and people are connected to me, and I'm realigning them, I'm fine tuning them, they're having their own aha moments, they're molding their Picasso. We have an end goal in mind. How will we get there? That's why we have to really go back to the fundamental three principles. What do we do? Why are we here? A lot of people will go in this lifetime and not really contemplate it, maybe until the last moment when they're very, very ill and they're passing. Why are we here? When you think like that now, it makes you young, it makes you creative, it makes you want to seek, it makes you want to seek out people that can be in tune with you, in line with you, and you can mold and grow an unbelievable individual Picasso and a collective Picasso, if you will. We've read people to say, we don't live in the past, we live in the now. That's good, and that's why we have Your Numbers, Your Journey. But we also must know our past lives that we bring forth in to understand, to break certain energies or patterns that we bring into this. Hence, why are we here? Why are we here now? Where were we the prior life? And that can be done also with the ESP code numerology. It's just a slight tweak in the calculation. So then when we do that, we are truly living in the now, but we're living with our archetype. There are great books that tell us this, but we want to really go a little bit more deeper. It's not so much about generic, it's about being specific individual. Well, how does it relate to that person that we did the example on 25th of March 1982? 1, 2, 3, 6. I know this now. How can this be applied practically? So the realigning, when people are connected, 33 days, 1 month, and 12 months, they have amplification of synchronicity and speed of synchronicity. It'll happen like so fast, in a matter of one day, if they're really in tune and observant, things will just go, wow, that just happened, that just happened, that just happened. What's happening is, yes, the reticular activated memory in the brain, the reticular activated system, the RAS, is activating, yes, and we're being observant. So just like you're saying, I look at a car in a magazine, it's a Ferrari, now all of a sudden I start seeing Ferraris. That's one 101 entry level, like The Secret, for example. What I'm saying a bit more higher here is certain signs that are really coming specifically for us, whether it be with people, the time on the phone or the clock or the street, the car plate. or a certain name that just comes in, and then you hear the name, and then you find out a day of birth, you go, wow, okay, that's a validation. It's a double or a triple. It's giving us a nudge. The mathematics is giving us a nudge to go that way. So that's why I say, again, astrology is the science of God. Mathematics is the language of God. Numerology is the code of God. And numbers break the language barrier. So all countries can have that. So I loved World Cup soccer. I was in Brazil in 2014. I have a soccer shirt theme, as you notice, and 33 in the back of my shirt as my master number 33, being in 11, 22, 33, which is a 2463. I had the vision of having collective key people in all the countries to understand how the ESP code works, and we have a platform together where we're just growing it organically, and people are meeting and profiling, and then we're doing this creation of project. Some people are doing this, then we bring it together. This will enhance humanity extremely fast, and it will be so much more valuable because everyone's in sync with their biorhythms. And then when they're connected to me, to my channeling of the code. So the way I do the code is, think, and I've done a YouTube video, there's the brain and the mind. The brain has both the left and right hemispheres. The brain is the car, the mechanics, the vehicle, if you will. The steering wheel is where we are like the mind driving the car. So we can drive our brain how we want to maneuver it. This comes down to always free will and intention. Very important. And then by intention, so by free will and then intention, the complete the trinity is responsibility. So is the intention to learn a wisdom, but to keep this, to just make money off people and feed and decipher their energies and suck their energies. Because really what's happening to the individual that does that all the time is fear, greed, indecision, jealousy. They have stuff that haven't worked on themselves. And one, that I want to. Two, they may be afraid to. So when we have truly in path with your numbers, your journey, we can then see the end goal in mind and think, wow, I want to do so much more now. There's that. Now I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to talk to people. That project that I didn't do now is going, wow, I should have done it, but I can do it now. Let's do it. Now, hindsight is a beautiful thing, but we don't want hindsight. We can reflect back and break patterns of habitual errors, yes. We want foresight. I'm not talking about forecasting or predicting. What I'm talking about is I know my biorhythms, my wavelengths. I know my frequencies. I know my code. I know how to maneuver from the calendar, the day, month, and the year. I know how to maneuver with people around. So there's an end goal there. We all know we have an end goal. What can we do to truly liberate ourselves and become the true individual warriors that we know we are? Not the warrior from anxiety. I'm talking about the warriors in a spiritual battle to have light defeat dark. And when we do that, that will take you on a voyage like you're astral traveling. It really will. And it's not just about dreams and fantasy. This is about turning dreams truly into reality in a practical manner with your code. So that's why I want people to understand their journey and not to be manipulated by people. I've collaborated 19 videos where I talk about what's going on Earth with, say, mental illnesses and manipulations and bipolar and anxiety. I'm going to mold it into one page. It was up on the YouTube yesterday, and I'm creating a page to fine-tune the videos in one compilation. I'm on a whiteboard, just explaining how the numbers work and how my mind's thinking and how we want to be in this sort of quadrant, if you will, the subconscious quadrant of that 1% of humans. We want to shift it through. So we want to grow, we want to elevate with those that are already awake to then have the energy of the 100 monkey effect. So that's why I initially say of the zodiac table of 12, like the round table of 12, like in 12 apostles, the 12 zodiac signs, the 12 colors, when you add the primary, secondary colors, the tissue salts in the body, the 12 primary tissue salts, everything goes back to 12. So, and then when looking with the center of our main light source of the sun, we're looking at 13. So, when I cross-reference even myself from the Mayan calendar, 13 was an important number in terms of cosmic connection from the cosmos to the earth realm. So how I think individually, some people get it, some people just don't. That's why, as in, say, I was saying, Plato was saying some people think lunatic or fool is because they don't understand the vibration, the frequencies. What humanity must do and think about this, the takeaway is we all have an end goal. We have an end time in this lifetime. What are we going to do to fulfill our essence, soul, and purpose and break through the confusion? Because when people point at you and say these things, they're making up false stories and all this stuff. This is why I say on my website, I am not what you think I am. You are what you think I am. So don't allow anyone to project their insecurities or fears or jealousies onto you. Send it back nicely and just keep moving on along that stream of you, and you're going to see the nuggets of people that you're going to mold to elevate, to collaborate. Because you want to do as much as you can in this lifetime. This is what I feel. This is what I think. Hence the meaning of people. And the beauty of the Law of Attraction Radio Network in 38 stations, 135 countries with Jules Johnson and her other great spiritually gifted people that are in the radio show and the network and the magazine, is we can form a great collaboration of gifted human beings to help uplift the energies. We know that 2020 and 2021 is still up in arms. There's still a lot of uncertainty. I get all that. But what we can't control is our sovereignty, our free will. So if we're collectively molding together, it gives a great energy of an aura protection around us. It's like a force shield, if you will. And the spiritual warfare tips into the favor of the light workers. So it's the intuitives. And the zodiac round table, if you will, is you want also structured people, you want intuitive people, you want some very entrepreneurial people or quite wealthy people that have benevolent feature about them to try to help, because you know everyone has children and grandchildren. What do we want to create on earth to maximize the bliss on earth? Mother Earth will always self-correct. Humans will come and go. So all these thinking of humankind to do certain things that they think of doing is there's a lot of half-truths out there. So we must do our research. We must do our cross-referencing, if you will. But the first step is to understand our code. And then that can alleviate confusion. That can increase clarity. By increasing clarity, I have another acronym of CCC: clarity, confidence, creativity. So when you have clarity, confidence then kicks in, and you have creativity, just like you have learn, live, and love. Why are you here? What are you doing now? How will you get there? So if you think of clarity, why am I here? What are you doing now? Have the confidence to live your numbers, your journey. Don't worry about people's confusion all around them. That's their own issues. That's not yours to take on. And a lot of spiritual people are empaths and they take that on. We've got to learn to cleanse and protect and push that away. Creativity, how will you get there? Elevate, collaborate. You're adding value. So we have learn, live, love, clarity, confidence, creativity. I also use the acronym of SSS: simplicity, speedy, synchronicity. When you have clarity, things are going to be simpler. When you're living your path, your numbers, your journey, things are going to speed up for you because you just know what you've got to do. Elevate, collaborate is synchronicity with the people you're going to meet. Then I have another acronym, PPP, presenter, producer, publisher. When you learn your individual code and you have clarity, you want to start presenting that. Producing is you're active, you're producing. It's your numbers, your journey. You gotta produce that movie. It's in the now. You gotta produce that book. You gotta produce the radio show, the podcast. The presenter is the elevate, collaborate in the singularity. So you're presenting in the collective, the 100th monkey effect. So the presentation will be a mutual presentation with everyone around. That all leads to ESP, essence, soul, and purpose. So triple S, simplicity, speedy, synchronicity, plus triple C, clarity, confidence, creativity, plus triple P, presenter, producer, publisher, equals essence, soul, and purpose. In its simplistic, is know thyself. So know your four-numbered sequence code. So then we go back to the numbers. And most people can calculate simple numbers down to nine-digit figures. And when they're connected to me, in what I offer in my realignments, the aha moments and the synchronicities are truly blissful. And it takes them on a voyage in their lifetime that's practical yet limitless. And I'm also, so that's what I do with the code to alleviate people's anxiety and stress, if you will. But as we move forward and obviously we do more of the lives and people come on, we're going to have so many aha moments of total strangers and synchronicities. It's going to be beautiful. But for the time being, for the second show, but on this new Zoom link, and we'll get this published more so people come on live. It's been awesome. I look forward to meeting the other collaborators in Law of Attraction Radio Network and Magazine. And 2021, it's a 5-year, things will speed up. Yes, 5G, there's technologies. There's also technologies to protect us from that. Five is intellect. The planet will self-heal. Let's form our own incubator, if you will, our own force, our own vortex of energy, and elevate to collaborate to ramp things up fast, accurately, with creativity, being productive, and having fun. Because when you have fun and you're happy, you by default create exponentially. You have so many different aha moments. So today, 25th of March, 2021 in America, the 26th of March here in Sydney, Australia. It's been great talking today. I trust some of these insights helped the people with the ESP code and Your Numbers, Your Journey radio show. I envision this will become a great live TV interaction format. And until then, I trust some of these pearls, the wisdom helped you. You reach out to me if you want to see. You can see my details on the website. It's on the Law of Attraction, LOA Radio Network, So LOARadionetwork.com/STAN-LEE. And until then, blessings to everyone and enjoy your morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are on the four corners of Earth, and we'll speak next week. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee to get show access information. Have a great week.